Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome everyone to today's Blog Talk Radio broadcast. My name is Cassandra Jobe, the presenter of today's broadcast, which is hosted by Philip Binga Ajisafe. He is also today's speaker. Today's topic for discussion is In the Wilderness of Experience. To avoid any background interference, we ask that you please put your phones on mute while listening. May the Lord bless this ministry. Thank you.
Thank you, the presenter. And I thank you, the listener, and for the well-wisher that have been just been tuning or listening through the archive to this segment of the Blog Talk Radio, the apologies. As the presenter has just said, today's topic, which is in the wilderness of experiences. In the wilderness of experiences. To always say, oftentimes, that experience look like the best teacher. But the irony of experience is that it's not advisable to make experience as the master of every attempt to every solving every riddles in life. Experience does not mean the absolute master, but it's just happen to explain how problem or a similar problem was tackled and was just solved. In a nutshell, experience can be saying is just explain how things were done. In the wilderness of experiences, come on, believe that we always adhere to that life is not fear. But when we go to the in-depth of this concept of the belief that what the life is not fear, what makes life not fear can be so ambiguous, but the time will not permit us to just go in depth into the expression or explaining or to try to debate why life is not fear. Because by comparison, life is formed, for me, it's just been established just as this mathematician said in his theorem, which is called the theory of relativities. In the wilderness of experience, thing in this segment of Blog Talk Radio is rooted from the concept of belief in God, the Lord, the creator of heaven and earth, and the possessor of everything, seen and unseen, kingdom and dominion, whatever it is. And then we want to just try to explain it to his glory and through his mercy for the listener and those that put their trust in him for the revelation of his word to us so that we can be able to determine and put our bodies on him as we navigate him in this wilderness of life. What is wilderness in the literal meaning? From the Baker Encyclopedia of the Bible, I just want to take some meaning there, then I will go into this discussion. Becker Encyclopedia of the Bible Dictionary Divine Wilderness, which is even general phenomenon, as land that is basically wide, non-arable, and sparsely inhabited or unfit for permanent settlement. It may be desert, mountains, forest, or marsh. I will just repeat the meaning again. I will be able to link it into our life, the life cycle, in general as well as in individual. Wilderness can be land that is basically wild. When we heard about wild, we heard about wild animals, arable, and sparsely inhabited or unfit for permanent settlement. It may be desert, mountains, forest, or marsh. When we hear something like that, does that sound like wilderness to be a good thing or a bad thing? Don't forget the concept, belief, or general phenomenon of life is not fear. But what makes life not fear? Man doesn't want to just delve into it. But after compare one thing to the other, we determine based on our perception or by assumption of the theory of relativities that why this has to be so and this has not to be so. Today we're talking about the experience in the wilderness. And as like I've said, the definition of wilderness as a place or a space that is unfit for permanent settlement. That means somebody can be there, but you do not try to emphasize permanent settlement there because of the geographical location or how, in unquote, how it just looked like. But to apologists or those of us that believe in God, does that mean God doesn't know what he's doing when he created wilderness, or what is the purpose of the wilderness? Like I said, I want to liken the wilderness to our life cycle. That is the journey of humanity from the day he was born to the day he died. That means everyone individually, collectively, must pass through a wilderness. In the Bible, we say that wilderness is characteristically dry. That is when we go near Eastern definition, desolate, and mostly rock and sand. It is rough, uneven, and interlaced with dry water courses. The wilderness is not completely barren but provides seasonal pasture for flocks, depending on the former and the latter rains. In the wilderness of experiences, as I said, every living soul has to go through wilderness. But most thing that happened to us as a human being is that we always forget, or we always neglect our experiences in the wilderness. Basically establish that before you get your degree or before you get promotion from class, the lower class to the upper class, you have to sat or you have to sit for exam. During the preparation of study and to sit for examination, that could be likened a wilderness. Of course, it is easy to listen to a lecturer. It is easy to pay for school fees and just register to take some courses. But one thing that is not palatable is to study hard for the examination. Or when the examination is at the door, that you don't even know what question will come out of the of what you have studied. But experience will tell you that you don't have to worry so much about the what type of question your lecturer, the professor, is going to ask. But what you need to do is to follow the concept, study hard, try your best, then confront the examination. And then, by believing in your study, what you have done, then you can face the examination. And the outcome of your preparation through the blessings of God determine the outcome of examination. That is, you pass through rigorous reading and study, and you are able to sit for the examination. Because without facing the examination, there is no promotion. So also in the Bible, we have many legendary that describe wilderness in their own opinion as relate it to their experiences in life. And after they came out of that wilderness, they try to describe what wilderness of life and based on their experience look like. For instance, Joel described the pasture of the wilderness as green. And David in his book, Psalms 65, verse 12, says that the pastures of the wilderness, on the other hand, Jeremiah, the prophet, says that the pasture of the wilderness are dried up. Job refers to the wilderness as a land where no man is. It is a place for various animals and birds, such as wild asses, jackals, vultures, and owls. Well, as a believer, we have right to challenge God. If wilderness is very something not seriously palatable, why he made it? When you read the book, in the book of Exodus, Exodus chapter 13, verse 17 to 18 said, Exodus 13, 17 to 18 said, then it came to pass, when Pharaoh had let the people go, that God did not lead them by way of the land of the Philistines, although that was near. For God said, let perhaps they change their minds when they see war and return to Egypt. So God led the people around by way of the wilderness of the Red Sea. And the children of Israel went up in orderly ranks out of the land of Egypt. Wilderness. God deliberately rerouted the journey of his own children through the wilderness. Even he could have chosen to take the shortcut. But according to the word of God that I just read, the Bible said, God think within himself that if he led them through the shortcut, these people might see the war because they were just being liberated from slavery, and the war, the fear of war will grip them and they will crash. Of course, I don't have too much time to expatiate on this, but we want to just find out why every human being has to go through the wilderness of life and try to put our trust in God. God in life. Human beings always talk about somebody's reputations. But what I find out is that reputation can be misguided. And man can fool another man with somebody's reputations. Because it is easy to deceive another person, but it's not easy to deceive self. Though the irony of life relies that self is a deceiver. So this makes us to understand that the creator of all things wants to prove individual or community or a family, because the strength and the knowledge of student does not necessarily base on the outcome of examination, but the effort of that student, though he might not prove in a positive way examination, but sometimes the character of the student and his perseverance in the class can be easily detected by a good professor. And the professor will be able to know that the fear of examination can even terminate the knowledge of what is the rigor and the participation study can prove the love of that student for that course. I pray the Holy Spirit of God will empower us to interpret this thing to the listener so that we'll be able to thank God for our weakness of life and be able to put our trust in him, because he's the one that can lead us through the wilderness of our life. And that he can do this by us to identify him as the Lord of the whole thing and our life. You know, when you read Bible, we read about how Jesus was full with Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit has to lead him into the wilderness. Where he he was tempted by the devil. Also, in the wilderness, also, the Bible established that angels minister to Jesus. Also, we read about Jesus when he was on earth that he used wilderness as a place of prayer and a communion with the Father. Luke, you can find this Luke in 5:16. I don't want to quote this much Bible because this is an apologetic and we want established in the wilderness of experiences, which I know that every one of us have our own experience and our wilderness of life. When God led the Israelites to the wilderness, you know, I heard a very prominent somebody said, bullet is worse than words. But that is a deception, and that is a manipulation, the manipulative way of human beings subdue their fear. According to the Bible, God knows that he could have taken shortcuts, but he wanted to prove the character of the Israelites. He led them to the wilderness because it is in the wilderness that man was subjected to pain, joy, to sadness, to fall, to rise. But your trust and your determination, because somebody said there must be a change in thinking before changes in an action. It is in the wilderness that human character can be real manifested. Tension is good, but you don't want to seriously depend on the reputation as it said. But the character, it is what man is. I can go briefly above and say temperament. Because sometimes man can be trying to mislead people by trying to be doing good. We are in the society in which there's nothing like absolute truth now. This is a culture, I'm talking the whole world, a culture of deception. Whatever is feel good, do it. As long as make you happy, perception become reality. And once you can logically establish it and acceptable, that is is valid. I'm not saying it's going to be true. I'm not going to agree that it's true. In the wilderness, there's a lack of things in the wilderness. In fact, Moses was trying to remind the Israelites about some of those things that human beings can face in the wilderness, which I would love us even to just make it similar to our life. In the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 8, verse 15, Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse, who led you through that great and terrible wilderness, in which were fiery serpents and scorpions and thirsty land, where there was no water? Who brought water for you out of the flinty rock? Verse 16, who fed you in the wilderness with manna, which your fathers did not know, that he might humble you and that he might test you to do you good in the hand? Verse 18, and you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which is sure to your father as it is this day. Wilderness does not necessarily mean a bad place. It's just a part of life. And if we just want to rely on the relativities, we might be trying to blame God instead of putting our trust in Him by prayer. For He is the one that created all things. We remember what I just said, that Jesus was led by Holy Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by devil. And Moses was describing the journey of the Israelites when they go through wilderness with God, deliberately resorted them through that wilderness to even test them, to be able to prove them. So it is now being established that wilderness of life is not necessarily bad, because like somebody said, trial can make somebody, can do two things in human life. It's either to make you bitter or to make us better. But honestly, for somebody that do not believe, the wilderness can make us to be bitter or either to kill the dreams. I remember as growing up in the family of a pastor, I know when I was a child how my life was, and I knew the life of my father. And when I grow up, or when he brought me up, and I can remember what he told me. But the irony of everything is that even if we don't have food to eat in the house, I can see my father and my mother still rejoicing. At that point in time, the children might not understand. But now I understand that the wilderness figures in both the warning and promises of Scripture. But for the faithful, there will be restoration. The wilderness and the dry land shall be glad. The desert shall rejoice and blossom. Because if we put our trust in Him that led His children through the wilderness, and we just put our trust in Him, there is going to be restoration and glorification, because we will not die in the wilderness, but to go to the promised land. Thank you for listening. May the Lord bless you all.
Thank you for listening to today's broadcast. Due to pre-scheduled events, we will not be having a broadcast on March 2nd. But please tune in for another broadcast on Sunday, March 16th, 2014, on which the topic will be The Power of the Name, at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Please tune in, and may God bless you. Thank you.